Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost and part four of Audrey. All right, guys, so last night, Audrey and I talked for a little bit, and she wanted to get some things out there today that were important to her, and we went over what those are. And I'm going to share it with you, like I always say, as if she's talking to you, because that's what really we're doing here, telling her story while protecting her identity, if you will, during all of this, at least during this share. So take a listen to this, and then obviously we're open up for comments afterwards. All right, from Audrey, here we go. Hello, everyone. It's Audrey here. I want to say that I'm thankful that the Ghost is helping me get this story out there. I've been reading through the comments, and I want to address a question. Why doesn't Abby go here? I guess a few questions. Why didn't she go to this place right away? You know, she should just go see this person. Why everything started out as calm as it did? And this is why it's important, actually, to tell this story overall. I want to explain how complicated this all is. It's not like you start to have a thought that's completely out of this world and you decide you know exactly where to go, how it will be handled, and then how it can be fixed and resolved or anything else. You're actually coming to a resolution of the mind. That's what your first reaction is. And this doesn't happen overnight. There's definitely enough panic for everyone, but you still can't run out the door and find a solution the next day. There is a mental process, the process of trying to figure out what's going on, and it's a struggle when you also know that if you go to the wrong place, that it could be the end for you. Should someone actually believe you? What are they going to do with you? Are they just going to let you go home and wander the planet without being tracked? Are they not going to want this project growing inside of me for themselves? I want it to be known out there that the fear starts from the inside of you. You can't move in this world if you are frozen with a fear like this one, a fear I have a hard time even explaining. I want you, though, to try to understand what it all feels like. I think people are mostly fascinated with the fact that there's an option out there, an option for something that connects us to aliens. That's what people are looking for a lot of the time. The alien fascination on this planet at this point is extraordinary. But I never thought about it this way. Like I said in one of my previous shares, we were entertained by thoughts of aliens and the terror that would come with them. Alien with Sigourney Weaver, that movie, it's one of my favorite movies, or it used to be. I really can't say that anymore. We are using something, aliens, that is completely threatening, shocking, and alarming, and just plain unbelievable to entertain people because that's what it is. It's unbelievable. It can't be real. So why not have it be entertaining? Even if you think you know something, even if you feel you are sure of it, you don't just walk out the front door spreading the news when it's something like this. Instead, you realize how small you are and compared to this big world that we live in, how standing out in this way is probably not a good thing. You certainly don't need to end up in a mental ward if I have other serious issues going on that need to be addressed, and I don't want to be hidden in that way either. It's a risk. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to come to you guys. The Ghost knows. People that come forward are risk takers. Because in all sense of it, their lives are on the line. It's a fear, like I said, I can't even explain. I would picture someone feeling like this if they knew they were going to prison for a whole lifetime. Or maybe going to death row. It's definitive. There's nothing you can do about it. And it's a big, bad, scary, ugly, unknown thing. There's not a waking moment, and half the time not a sleeping moment, where it's not in the forefront of your brain. You can't escape it. This fear makes you sick. And I think that's how Aiden and I both felt. We just felt sick with it all. My journey included the channel They Call Me the Ghost. And I'm talking before all of this. I started listening when my husband started traveling for work. I thought the channel They Call Me the Ghost and her stories of the real jobs she was doing were entertaining. and I was interested in knowing something that maybe could be true. It was a great thing for my head to explore. I rarely left town, but Aiden had to go on a lot of trips to help set up his accounts and things. He's in finance, in the finance world. I'll just leave that at that, but he had a lot of clients to meet and people he needed to get to know so they could trust him, you know, with their personal situations. He's done a lot of legwork, and that legwork left me on my own for many weeks, off and on, over the past 2 years before this whole situation landed in our lap. And what I learned is that the stories still can get out there. People's truths still can be shared. This whole seeing it to believe it, it's just not going to happen for everyone. I mean, I know I'm not ready to put myself on the front page news anytime soon. Another reason why I wanted to address this very thing today. People think, of course, that I would just go tell the world. That's what they want me to do. That the world would deserve to know what's going on, and I should just be telling everyone. But I can't stress it enough what a bad choice it seemed that would be. I would no longer be in control of my life. I would no longer have control of the information around my life. This is my body. I deserve to at least try to know what's going on. I'm not just going to give myself up as an experiment to just anyone. And I encourage those that are listening to consider their own circumstances. If you had even an inkling that something like this was going on in your life, would you really want to step out into the public right away? Just instantly, for all to see, basically give power of attorney of your life to any news media outlet or government group maybe that would take it? Would you really do that? Maybe some of you would, but I can tell you from personal experience that it's not that easy. It wasn't that easy for me personally anyway, and it was not something I was ready to just go do. I did not feel that that would be the right choice. Before I could go any further in my story, I really felt that this was the most important thing that I wanted to get out there to you guys. Just get this thing in there right away, because people are asking and talking about it. Maybe we as a people need to get the alien wow goggles off for a minute and try to appreciate the lives we're living here on Earth. If you want to believe in aliens, you need to be able to appreciate what you have here, those little things in your everyday that make you comfortable and keep you here, your aspirations, dreams, all the things you thought of your future and still think of your future, the things that you work for every single day. We as a people can take for granted how much that means to us at times. I've talked to the ghost about it. It's something I think about more often than not now. And I hope that by listening to this, you out there will no longer take your life for granted if you are. Maybe some of you don't realize you are. I know I didn't. That's just how it goes. But when I did realize how much my life meant to me, because I got scared so much quickly that it could be taken away from me, that's when I made the click with the ghost. And I begged her, basically, I'll be honest, to help tell my story. She's a safety barrier. She has kept the anonymity of her clients. People don't mind telling their story, you know, when they are sure that they can still be safe. And the only way to tell something so unbelievable and outrageous, as she puts it, when it involves yourself, is to do anything you can to know that you're safe. And let's face it, the ghost has a lot of resources. Before I did anything mainstream, I felt it would be important to at least try to connect with her and the team. And they were completely receptive. I mean, these are great people that are extremely open to the outrageous. I love that word now, and I know the ghost uses it a lot, but I'm stealing it from her. I know they were a bit skeptical at first to take this on. This is not a regular job the ghost or her team would take, but it's not exactly something, in her words, she would turn down either. I've asked her only to tell my story and give me guidance should I start stepping in the wrong direction, getting off track. You know how people can just kind of get in their own little world and start babbling about something? I'm really good at that. I was a little too late on some of this, but the situation's so big, I was at the point that I would take any help I could get to keep this situation under control if I could, even if it was a bit late in the game. So thank you for letting me get that, you know, out to you. I'm sure I will address it again from time to time because it's a very big deal to me. But let me move on here to a few more things that were going on for Aiden and I since that first night. Well, and first that since, you know, first morning for me. There was something that started after that night that I began to call the awakening. A bit jokingly, I'll admit, but only so that we can, you know, sort of keep ourselves in it. It's a little bit of, you know, inappropriate humor, but it lightened it up somehow. And I started calling what was inside of me the little beast. You know that saying, we've woken the beast? Well, I was finding out about this pregnancy, and it wasn't like a normal pregnancy, not exactly. So I was trying to mix what it could be with just my real life together somehow. I felt like the being inside of me was a part of me, but then again, I was feeling like it wasn't, like it was progressing in its own way, and that it was separate from me somehow. I felt like there were times that what was growing inside of me went dormant, really, and there were times that it was on the move. Having that shake that morning sort of started some kind of process for whatever it was. Like it had all been dormant at some point during the night, and then it really woke up when I started drinking that veggie energy drink. And at first, there we were. In order to believe that, we had to believe that this was not normal. Before Aiden and I would have gone anywhere with any of this, speaking of, our natural reaction was to get control of what we could. And the only way to really do that was to go down the path of acceptance and fully accept this alien theory and see what we could find out. And I'll admit this was a little embarrassing, even though Aiden's my guy. He helped me inspect my entire body. When you find the weird things that I'd already found, it almost got scary to try to find out what else was there or what was going on. And I can't say we found a whole lot of new stuff, but there were things. I've told you what I already found, and then when Nate and I did our more deep search, we found some new peculiar marks along the very top of the back of my leg, my right leg, a place I don't sit and inspect every day, do you? Well, Aiden found three small wounds healing, so small you would barely notice them. They didn't hurt at all. Looking them over, Aiden and I came to the conclusion that they looked mostly like small needle pricks. There were three of them in a row. Either they happened all at once, or someone's pricking me without me knowing it, because it did kind of seem like one of them was healing faster, the middle one was on its way, and the last one in our little line seemed a bit newer. So we're putting this together the best we can, right? But that's the next thing we wanted to know then. Was someone coming down and still working on me, or did they really just come down and impregnate me and then leave me for good? Well, logic says that is highly unlikely. And in our protective mode that we're in, right? Because before we want to spread the news or go to too many people, we're trying to protect our lives. Because instantly, your personal life, the things that you're doing, the dreams that you have, they become at risk. They become vulnerable. And so you're trying to protect it. But okay, so in our protective searching for information mode, right? What did we do? We got camera equipment. Looked up things that Ghost Adventures is using and all those people that are tracking things that don't want to be tracked. We set ourselves up. Remember, we didn't have any interest in any of this. We didn't know anything about it. Therefore, we knew nothing about what to use or anything else. But we did find ourselves some good equipment. And to put it simply, we got some very good night vision camera equipment. We got ourselves set up to see what was going on when we were sleeping. I mean, we hadn't left each other's side since Aiden got home, so nothing was happening in the waking hours that the two of us didn't know about or that we didn't realize. So we found that just in the first two nights of having that camera equipment, we started questioning things. We were questioning if there were things going on while we were sleeping that we weren't aware of. Were things going bump in the night? I felt like I was being inspected and injected, you know, with these marks on the back of my leg, and I wanted to prove it. A lot was happening in my imagination, and the more intense it got, it was hard to tell if things were a good idea or if they were just my imagination on overdrive. But that's what I was thinking. I mean, honestly, if I didn't see those marks, if Aiden and I did not find them that day when we did, we probably never would have noticed them because they seemed to be healing fast enough. They were tiny. Might have missed them altogether. So Aiden and I put some ideas together after our small bit of research and coming together with ideas. And here's what we felt was going on. We didn't have a lot of facts to put together yet, but this is what we felt. We felt that somehow I was being fed something in some way, fed some kind of crazy vitamins, or at least the baby was. We were being knocked out in the middle of the night with who knows what, and then somehow something was happening with me. Something was happening that was progressing this pregnancy along a little faster than normal. I was sure of that. I mean, everything was moving too fast. I was having morning sickness multiple times a day, which I know people have, but probably not this much this far into things. Not like I was having. My little dome hadn't budged. It did seem to be growing. I mean, in my eyes, and again, maybe it was my imagination I was thinking at that time, but it seemed like this was happening on a daily basis. I went ahead and cut off all my nails and put my hair in braids and I wanted to start fresh to see if I could see what was happening. My hair and nails didn't sprout longer as quickly after that first night. And that made Aiden and I come to believe that I got a first round of some sort of vitamins or something, and that first round was some kind of big deal. Maybe why I didn't feel so good in those first few days. Like, I was really feeling bad then, and why everything was advancing the way that it did. So really, after that weekend, in the first couple of days, what we were doing was trying to get a handle on it all ourselves. And I need to stress that today. We wanted to feel safe. We wanted to feel sane. And the more you know about something, the more it somehow seems to calm you down. You feel like you have a better handle on it. And I can't express here how much we needed that. We thought we saw things in our little videos, but of course we couldn't be sure exactly what it was. And were we trying too hard to see something? It was too early. We just couldn't be sure. But our decided choice to just go with it and find out what we could was helping. Although it still seemed unreal, we were now going forward with it, and we felt better armed with knowledge. Whatever it was, it was. Whatever it would be, it would be. Maybe unless I got rid of the baby. That was a new thought. What would that do? Could someone do that for me? What would they find? Could I still keep whatever this was some sort of a secret? Make it go away? Could it end things? That was a choice we thought we would look at. Not sure where that was going to go. But armed with marks and bruises, a growing dome, and a tad bit of knowledge, that was what we thought the next thing to consider. And okay, guys, that's all I have for you today from Audrey. The feedback and information from you guys was very helpful, and it became obvious. Of course, people would think that she should just run out for help right away. Of course. But when you're on the inside and it's actually happening to you, things are resolved in your mind in a completely different way. And she was really adamant about trying to get that out today. She needed answers, of course, and needed to feel like she was on some sort of solid ground with something. Other than that, she couldn't make a move. She had Aiden to think about, and Aiden was thinking a lot about her. It was a tricky situation and still is. And I think what I like about Audrey sharing all of this is because we are getting that inside view. I mean, people's questions are good and right because, of course, that's what people might think on the outside. I think we should take from what she shared with us today, I think we should take that we should feel lucky, first of all, that it's not happening to us, number one, and that maybe we can learn something without having to go through it, and maybe some of what we say will help her make her feel better. Maybe she'll find other people like her. That would certainly help a lot. Remember, her and Aiden at the point of this share only know what you know. So picture them in the same position you're in today about this. They're trying to be smart while dealing with the situation that can't fully be understood in the first place. It'd be a mess and a mess on your mind. So keeping control of your thoughts and your sanity, I think, would become your first priority. All right, well, thank you for listening today, guys. There's definitely more to come, and I will talk to you all soon.